Number 65, The First Apology of Justin, Part 2 from the Anti-Nicene Fathers by Justin Martyr. Chapter 5, Christians Accused of Being Atheists. Why is this? In our case, we promise to do no evil and reject atheistic ideas. Yet you do not investigate the charges against us. Giving in to unreasonable anger and influenced by evil spirits, you punish us without proper judgment. The truth is that long ago evil spirits appeared to people, corrupted them, and showed them terrifying visions. People who did not think carefully were frightened. Not knowing these were demons, they called them gods and gave them whatever names the demons wanted. When Socrates tried to use reason to expose these things and free people from the demons used wicked people to have him killed. They accused him of being an atheist who introduced new gods. They do the same thing to us now. Among the Greeks, reason through Socrates opposed these things. Among other peoples, reason itself, the Word, the Logos, became a man called Jesus Christ. Following him, we not only deny that these beings are gods, but declare that they are wicked, evil demons whose actions will not bear comparison with those even of men desirous of virtue. Chapter 6, The Charge of Atheism Answered. This is why we are called atheists, and we admit we are atheists when it comes to these false gods, but we are not atheists regarding the true God, the Father of righteousness, self-control, and all virtues, who is completely pure. We worship and honor him along with the Son who came from him and taught us these things, the good angels who follow him and are like him, and the prophetic spirit. We know them through reason and truth, and we freely share what we have learned with anyone who wants to know. Chapter 7. Each Christian should be judged by their own life. Someone might say, some Christians have been arrested and convicted of crimes. Yes, you often condemn people after investigating their individual lives, but not because of what we are discussing here. We acknowledge that just as Greeks with different philosophies are all called philosophers, so too both good and bad people may be called Christians. Therefore, we ask that each accused person be judged by their actions. If convicted, punish them as criminals, not just as Christians. If someone is blameless, acquit them, because simply being a Christian does not make someone a criminal. We will not ask you to punish our accusers. Their wickedness and ignorance are punishment enough. Chapter 8. Christians Confess Their Faith in God. Understand that we say these things for your benefit. We could deny being Christians when questioned, but we will not live by lying. We desire eternal and pure life with God, the Father and Creator of all. So we eagerly confess our faith, convinced that those who prove by their actions that they follow God and want to live with Him where there is no sin can receive these rewards. In short, this is what we expect and have learned from Christ and teach to others. Plato similarly said that judges in the afterlife would punish the wicked. We say the same will happen, but through Christ, and the wicked will suffer in their bodies forever, not just for 1,000 years, as Plato suggested. If anyone thinks this is impossible, our belief harms only ourselves as long as we are not proven to be doing anything wrong.